The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New production of Tom Murphy's masterpiece The House will premiere in the Gaiety Theatre on Thursday as part of the Dublin Theatre Festival. And this Druid Theatre production has enjoyed great success in Galway over the past while and is debuting in Dublin. I'm delighted to be joined by Druid co-founder and Tony Award-winning actress Marie Mullen. Marie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you so much.
In the course of preparing for our conversation, I learned that Druid will be 50 years old next year.
Yes.
My goodness.
I know. It's very exciting.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought in 1975 that we would still be here?
And at the time, what was the vision? I mean, did you see it as having any kind of legs, or was it?
We really didn't. I mean, we were Gary and I were only 22 at the time. You know, barely able to, I don't know, write our names, I suppose, at the time. But we had a vision. We had a passion. Well, Gary had the vision, really. And I suppose at the time we just said, we'll keep going as long as we can. And then something else would come up, and then something else would come up. So it's only with hindsight that you realise how great it is that it has survived.
I mean, vital for the theatre and the success of a company is not alone the cast, but writers.
Indeed, absolutely. That's the heart of it all, really. And we were very lucky in the 80s to have Tom as writer in association with Druid. And we all sort of grew up with him in the sense of as performers and as people, really. And he taught us, you know, he taught us discipline. He taught us interpretation. He taught us to be brave and to learn our craft. And we were... will be forever grateful to
now,
him for that.
Now, this play, The House, I haven't seen it. How many times has it been produced, do you think?
As far as I know, there was a production in 2000, in the year it was written, and there was another production in 2012. And I didn't see either. I must have been away or on performing myself or something. But, I mean, when I came to it this time, it was like a new play to me. I mean, I had heard about it and everything, but I hadn't read it in detail. And it has been a fantastic experience. I can't tell you. I think it's one of Tom's best. If you talk about the way he writes characters, the live, you know, the live people that he creates, and the story, and I'm just so fascinated at the listening power of the Galway audience, which I think will happen with the Dublin audience as well.
It's a smaller theatre, of course, the Town Hall Theatre in Galway, whereas the Gaiety is
much bigger.
Much bigger.
But the Gaiety is a very intimate theatre. I know it's huge, but I've worked on that stage before, and there's a great sense of connection with an audience.
You can nearly spot your pals in the audience.
Intimate.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I know it shouldn't be, but it really is. And so I'm so looking forward. This play will go very well there.
Now, talk to us about the scenario in the play. It's set back in the
1950s Ireland, and it talks about a crowd of young lads coming back from England for the summer holidays in August, but also alongside, parallel with it, is Mrs. De Burke, whom I play, and she wants to sell her house.
She has three daughters.
She has three beautiful daughters, and she's decided to sell her home, which has been the mental and physical and home of one of the lead lead character, Christy Kavanagh, who has grown up with Mrs. De Burke.
He spent a lot of time
there
as a
and
child.
That's his kind of mental idea of home, you see. And then when they come back, Tom does it beautifully, because it's all about displacement. It's all about, what's your idea of home, and is it really real, or is it ever real? And especially when you're emigrating, when you come back, can you find your home again?
So he's looking at this family home of Mrs. De Burke and her daughters as his own childhood home.
And his own mental home as well. And he loves the family. He has a great connection with the family. But also, he had to emigrate. He's from small town Ireland, you know, and he emigrates to get work. And so there's a sense of that he could have done better in his life, you know, for himself.
Has he a few bob now?
He has a few bob now. And he thinks that, you know, this beautiful house that he has grown up with might be possible for him to have.
So the question of whether the bricks and mortar that he might buy, does anything come with it? Memories, yes.
Dreams. Tom handles our dreams. he shows them to us, and then he tells us whether we realise them or not. So I think that's the strength of the thing, is the story and the family, the story of family, the story of belonging. There's a lot of scenes set in the pub where the lads come back and they have their own crack and they have their own memories of home and they have their own aspirations. And
but we're still talking about the 50s, so it's a time of emigration. So they're back. Yeah. They'll blow their money and then back to the building site.
Exactly. Back for the 2 weeks, they blow their big wads of money and then they go back to the building sites again. So, it's like Tom doesn't say, oh, it's all about the emigrants being happy to come home. Yeah. There's a discontent. There's a rage that they have to deal with because of unhappiness, because of not being able to understand why they're displaced.
Yeah. Now Galway is thriving. So yes. How do the younger audiences particularly relate to this era in Ireland where there were no jobs? Now, if you want a job, there's a job.
Yeah, but there's a lot of emigration going on too now with our young people. It's a different type of thing, I know, than the 50s, but they're very familiar with it. And I think we had an awful lot of young people in Galway who understood these people, you know, our own people.
Back in the time that play was set, I mean, you could probably buy a house for a pittance because everyone was emigrating.
Yes.
So you would have found an empty cottage or whatever. But nowadays it's the opposite.
Yeah. Even this big house, it's going for £2,400. That's the asking price.
Yeah. Right. So it's going to run until the 6th of October in the Gaiety. What then?
We don't know. We have to sort of sit down around the table and plan the 50th anniversary and make exciting things happen for people on that year. And the house may or may not have a further life. I hope so, but I don't know yet. We'll have to wait and see. But it should be seen by the whole world, really.
Well, it's opening on the 26th of September as part of the Dublin Theatre Festival in the Gaiety Theatre and runs until October the 6th. And star of the show, playing the lead, Mrs. De Burka.
And Marty Ray is playing lead.
The male lead.
The male, Christy. The most lead.
Marie, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.